In close games, when the pressure intensifies and the margin between who wins and who loses can be as thin as an eggshell, we believe that all our hard work, all the long hours and all the perspiration will enable us to come out on top. Why? Because we deserve it. We deserve our victory. We feel we've swatted more blood than our opponents and will earn it the old-fashioned way. In my years of coaching, I've worked with many players and seen a variety of attitude problems. Some players were selfish. Some doubted what we were trying to do. Some weren't as committed to the team concept as they should have been. I can live with all that. What I can't live with is a player who won't work hard. If players are willing to give the effort, they have no problem with me. And you know what? What's true on the basketball court is true in business and in life. You want to succeed? Okay then, succeed. Deserve it. How? Outwork everybody in sight. Sweat the small stuff. Sweat the big stuff. Go the extra mile. But whatever it takes, put your heart and soul into everything you do. Leave it all out on the court. But that won't happen unless you choose to make it happen. Success is not a lucky break. It's not a divine right. It's not an accident of birth. Success is a choice. People ask me, why a motivational book, Rick? Simple. This is what I do. It's what I've done for 22 years, ever since I graduated from the University of Massachusetts in 1974 and began to coach. I learned quickly that motivating people would be the most important responsibility of my career. When I became a head coach at Boston University, I was just 24 years old. I was stepping into a program that hadn't had a winning season in years. I knew that if I didn't find a way to get the players I'd inherited to play appreciably better in a very short time, my dream of coaching was going to end in a small college gym somewhere. I immediately began reading about the coaching legends like Vince Lombardi and John Wooden, looking for clues as to what had made them connect with their players, looking for anything that I could emulate and use as my own. What I found had nothing to do with strategy, but rather with how these great coaches motivated players to achieve victory. Very early on, I learned that I was simply unleashing the potential in the people I was coaching. I was motivating them not by intimidation, but by showing them that it was their choice to win or lose. By giving them an outside perspective on who they were and how they presented themselves to the rest of the team and everyone who watched them, I helped the players realize their strengths and weaknesses so that they could figure out how they were going to improve. I have no illusions about myself as a basketball coach. I wouldn't dare say that I know more about basketball than other coaches, or that I have a better strategy. I know that many other coaches work just as hard as I do, put in as many long hours, and are just as dedicated. I learned long ago that coaches can be successful using many different philosophies, and that there is no surefire method to success. I've been successful as a coach because I've been able to get people to do things they didn't think they were capable of doing.